Amen. I told you something. Where is the anointing for breakthrough? Where is the anointing? Where is the anointing? Inside the water? In the oil? Eh? The anointing is not in the oil. The anointing is not in the water. That is why I say all the people selling water to you, they are 419. Because that water is, there is no anointing inside any water anywhere. There is no anointing inside any bottle of oil. There is no anointing there. Where is the anointing? Proverbs 18, verse 20 and verse 21. Oh yeah, open it. That's where the anointing is. Let's read it, please, quickly. I'm telling you now, that is where the anointing is. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and verse 21. Listen, if you have not heard me say this before, but I've shared this in our breakthrough service here. It says, a man's belly, in fact, stand up, everybody. Because I want to give you the anointing now. Are you ready for the anointing? Are you ready for the anointing? Now listen. Hallelujah. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Verse 21. Death and life are in the power of anointing oil. Are we reading together? Death and life are in the power of anointed water. Eh? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The tongue. And they that love this tongue shall eat the fruit thereof. You may sit down, because every one of you has that anointing with you now. I have been teaching you these simple things. See, I came across this scripture in the Bible. Psalm 103, verse 7. Psalm 103 verse 7. Psalm 103 verse 7. Concerning Israel. He said, he, God, made known his ways unto who? Moses. But he made known his acts unto the children of Israel. So Moses knew God's ways, but the children of Israel only knew the actions. And if you don't know the way, how will you know how to walk with God? That is why the children of God run after anointing, run after anointing, instead of running after the ways of God. Know how he operates. And to know his way is to study his word. You see, I take time, hallelujah, I took time, and I still take time, to study, to know this God. Like I was sharing with a brother today, I said, a lot of us face unnecessary frustrations because we refuse to study God's ways. Listen, every situation you are in now, there is no situation you are in now that is new. Somebody else has gone through that situation before. That is why we make room for testimonies. That is why we read people's testimony, we listen to people's testimony, and then we see how God deals with them. So that when you find yourself in that situation, you will remember how somebody too faced that same situation and the way that God led him out of the situation. That is what we should be busy doing. Study him and see this particular problem who has faced that problem before. Let me tell you, amen. There is no prayer you offer that has no answer. Every prayer you pray, God answers. I say it again. No prayer is wasted. No prayer is wasted. I'm happy somebody called me from Japan and reminded me, encouraged her from Japan. Because I was trying to let you know that group in Revelation chapter 7 verse 9, the multitude that were there from nations, the Bible says that they are robed in white. And I wanted you to know the difference between that multitude that is robed in white in Revelation chapter 7 verse 9 and those group in Revelation chapter 19. They are also robed in white, but the material is described as fine linen. Well, while I was doing that, I was trying to let you know that in Revelation chapter 19, he called her the wife. He said the wife has made herself ready. And then, but here, I was trying to let you know that while she was in Revelation chapter 7 from verse 9, I said that she's robed in white there. She was the bride of all the ages gathered there with a wedding gown. And then it is written there that there are those that pass through great tribulation. And they are seen here robed in white. And I was trying to explain to you who they were. But they passed through great tribulation and God was watching them. That's my emphasis. God watched them killing Stephen. God watched them. 68 million were killed at another time by the Catholic system. And God did not fight for them. And God was watching. And it looks as if their God is powerless. But our God is not powerless. Hallelujah. Even his silence is answer. Hallelujah. Even his silence is answer. Because while you think you are finishing them, persecuting them, killing them, giving them all manner of torture, God was busy preparing their white robes. Hallelujah. And when God has a glorious end for you, most of the time you are going through that difficulty, he will not talk. And the more he keeps silence, the better your testimony is going to come later. I give you another example. Throughout the sufferings of Joseph, not one time did God talk to him. Even with his ability to dream and prophetic dream, he never received answer. All God showed him was once, when he was young, that one day, all his mama, his papa, and all his brothers will come and bow before him. All he knew was that one day he'll be a king. That was all. That dream did not repeat again. Already, hallelujah. Watch your dreams. God will show you the end. But he will not show you what you will go through before you will reach the end. And that is where many of us suffer unnecessarily. And you grumble, and there is nothing you will do to change God's pattern when you are part of his purpose. Praise the Lord. So let nothing stop you from praying. Let nothing stop you from believing him. Let nothing stop you from holding on to him. The tougher your situation, the stronger your faith should be on Him. Oh! One thing I know is that it gives you grace to go through it. Praise the Lord. It gives you grace to go through it. Hallelujah. Don't think that your case is the worst. Never you think that God has forsaken you. Especially when you know you do your best to live a life pleasing before Him. Especially when you check yourself with the mirror of God's word and you know you are trying your best to live a life pleasing before Him. Job was sure of that. Hallelujah. Job was sure of that. No matter what his wife said, no matter what his friends said, he didn't shake him because he knew he's standing with God. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks as if he is not hearing you, the sickness is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. It is working out God's purpose in your life. Do you know, like I said on Sunday, do you know that sometimes God, not sometimes, always, concerning you, His children, God does not like to share His glory with any man. Oh, you don't believe me. Whether you believe it or not, it will not change His principle. God, once by the time you give testimony, you will testify and call on Him and Him alone. And when you are finally established, no man will come and say, I am the one. And if that man will ever say anything concerning where you are, God will make sure He cuts you off from that person. When your testimony is being prepared, it can include where you are living. The man will just wake up and say, come up from my house. Eh? You have been living in his house for 2 years. And the man is proud. He's already saying, if not for me, where you for stay? For this Lagos. Then he will just come one day and say, Sopru, oh yeah, quit notice. Leave, leave. What did I do you now? You don't do. Leave. I don't try. Or go. And the truth is, you will actually come to the cold outside. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. And you will cause the person to see that you really have nowhere to go. But he will not admit you. You will pass another phase. Then you will go to somebody to ask for help that you know should help you. He will block it. Then he will go here. It will block. Then you go here. It is not them. It is God blocking it. Because he's about to package and repackage you. Hallelujah. And give you reason to hold on to him. All those that know I am where I am today by God's grace, the way they serve God is different. Praise the Lord. Therefore, don't grumble when your situation gets worse. I have shared my testimony here several times. I went to the prison here, the Ikoyi prison. It was just my testimony. I said, there's no time for me to do anything, pray for the sick or anything. I think, let me just tell them something that will help them. I shared my testimony. I shared my testimony of how from nowhere I crashed. I mean crashed. And I didn't know where God was leading me to. With all my influence around, everywhere closed. When you go here, they will even give you ridiculous. I told you, I said, I will go and see my mate, friend that used to come and beg me for money. He will keep me in his waiting room and he see me through the CCTV. He will keep me 3 hours, I'm sitting down. Just to ridicule me. Then eventually he will call me, I'll come. And then he will package 2,000 naira inside envelope and give you. And that's a multi-millionaire. Pocket 2,000. I will see it. But I was too connected to God for that thing to worry me. It's very frustrating. Some of them, tears will come. I called one time. He said he's in Federal Palace Hotel. I said, Abeg, anything for man? And he screamed at me. My wife is there. He screamed. Is it only when you need something you call me? And I have never done that before. I said, sorry. I'm sorry. And I caught the phone and tears were coming out of my eyes. I said, this is now reaching humiliation. This condition is reaching humiliation. I shared it with them in the prison. How my friends say they will gather money. They sent for me to come to Abuja. They gathered themselves that they have taxed themselves one million naira to give me to go and finish my nightclub that I was building before I enter problem. And I say, please, is it that you people want to resettle me since I lost my job? Or is the nightclub you people want on? They say it will achieve both. You will both have the nightclub going and then you are settled. I said, no. But why must you give me, why not another thing? Why nightclub? I said, okay, you people can go and fix the nightclub of your own, but I'm not interested. I said, no. You, if people know that you are associated with the club, then people will come. You know, you are popular. People will come. I said, well, I'm sorry. I am a Christian now. And I cannot do that type of business again. They look at themselves. They said, then you die a poor man. They took off shishi. All of them entered their cars and left. I traveled from Lagos to Abuja to meet them. And I did not even have transport to come back. I was hoping they would give me, at least give me something now. Because they told me I should come. They have decided they are having a meeting over me. I went to the bus stop. Throughout that day, no food to eat. No food. I converted to fast. All things work together for good. Compulsory fast. But the truth was, there was no appetite to eat out of bitterness. I went to the bus stop and these night buses. And I begged the conductor. I said, shishi, I don't have. And I must go to Lagos. That was when I knew that there is something like attachment. There is one stool like that. One wood like that. The conductor said, okay, make I find out something. I said, as I did, so nothing. And that is how he gave it to me. And I sat down on that stool in the center row like this. Anybody who want to come on, I go stand up. Come on. I go stay till the person pass back. Then I go sit down again. I hope you know what I mean. There's no backrest. You know, just like that, from Abuja to Lagos. Amen. But you know what? As I am now, I am better than all of them. All of them. Some of them call me. The respect they have for me now. Praise the Lord. A phone call. If they hear my name now, they jump up. Phone call. Eh? You benefited from it. Eh? You know, it's an army colonel. Eh?
That is true.
You benefited from it.
Yes, sir.
You have problem with one of them.
Yes, sir.
No, be phone call.
It's phone call, sir.
Immediately, he hears my name.
Yes, sir.
Immediately. They settle his matter instantly. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when I was going through that wahala, some were laughing at me, but I remained faithful with God. I held on to Him. I am saying it Amen. For somebody here, because if you think your condition is so bad, that's why I'm telling you my own. God made a way. Praise the Lord. See, God answers prayers. This God, I have confirmed it. Some of you come to my office and you think I will be moved by your tears. Why did they cry like this? I'm going to remember saying that's why I cried too before. Nobody listened to me. Nobody go listen to you when they cry. So don't think if you come to my office, you cry. There are some when they phone me finish. Then they start the drama. Pastor Moses? Yes, Pastor Moses. Eh? Is that Pastor Moses? Yes, Pastor Moses. Then they will start drama. I say, now this person, they call, will they talk normal now? What? Oh, so if you cry like that, then you will move me, Abby. Why you cry? I go start the game. I will cut the phone. You go cut again. Hello? Hello? Pastor Moses? Yes, Pastor Moses. I go cut him again. When you ready to talk, you go talk. Maybe some of them, they hear me now. I go cut the phone, begin laugh. If you want to talk, you go talk. Then when I do it like 3 times, the person go say, hey, daddy, I have a problem. I say, you go talk. The time they cry my own, nobody listen to me. Even they cry, and God get hand for that cry, nobody will listen to you. But the truth about it is, hallelujah, weeping may endure for the night. Joy cometh in the morning. Praise the Lord. The anointing, as I was saying, is not in the oil. Death and life. Death and life. Where is the anointing? It's in the mouth. Why does it say death? Every problem you are having and the enemy has a hand in it, in this part of the world, it is witches and wizards and occultic people. They always say something in their invocation and in their incantation. They say something. And what they say, by their occultic and power that they have, they say it. No matter how anointed you are, if you don't say it, nothing will happen. It is in saying it that something happens. And I stay here every time I tell you, every time, they say bring seed faith offering. The anointing is not in the money. I think I've said all this before. Yes, we have shared all this before now. Maybe somebody is coming here for the first time or watching me for the first time. The anointing is not in the offering. I made a vow. The anointing is not in the money of the vow. If you want to give an offering and you take this envelope, seed faith offering, you just put money there and you go to the offering box and you drop it and you go, come, what is written in our envelope? Seed faith. Seed faith is written. This word of God, some people, when they are sick, demon is attacking them. I have gone to the hospital before to pray for some people. They will carry Bible, put as their pillow, lie down on top. What is it? It's the word of God. The word of God is only written. If it's written, there's no power there. What makes the word of God effective is what you say. If you carry this offering and don't drop, and you didn't say anything that goes with it, nothing will happen. No, I'm telling you now, nothing will happen. Praise the Lord. Look, every action that will bring a blessing, the blessing will come according to what you say. Death and life. Whatever the thing that brought your business down, all of of a sudden, something was spoken by the enemy. And the only thing that can bring your business up again is what you will say. That is power, jam power. The day you catch what I am saying, you will not be running after pastors and prophets and they for your problem. Speak to yourself. You are speaking life. And the power of life is greater than the power that brings death. Because you say it in a name. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are saying it in a name. That is why the most stupid thing any believer can do is to wake up and not pray. And start your day. Your day is determined by what you pray before you left your house. What you decree will happen that day is what will happen. If you are too busy and you say, thank you Jesus for making me wake up, praise God, but you have not spoken concerning the day. When, therefore, he said, they that love it, love this tongue, he said, you will eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. Okay, I think Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. What does it say? A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. And the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. My emphasis is a man, verse 14, shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. So that you can understand why Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. So that you can understand why the Lord Jesus Christ spoke, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that what you say shall come to pass, you will have what you say. And he demonstrated it. He went to the fig tree. No man eateth fruit from thee henceforth. He spoke death. He spoke death. He spoke death on that fig tree. He spoke death. And the next day it dried up. Another friend of his, Lazarus, died. He went and spoke life. Lazarus came forth, and there was life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Say it and it will come to pass. Bless your children. What you want, how you want your children's life to be, speak to them. I say this regularly because when it's time for prayer, people don't, I don't know whether they don't understand me. So they say, faith come by hearing, Abi. So we're going to talk and going to talk and going to talk and talk. And one day, you too, you will catch it. We know they catch it. Because I gave instruction. I said that they should come and drop your offering. I saw two groups of people that were coming out. While I was anointing them here with the oil, I saw two of them, and I was watching, and I am very sensitive to these things because I'm a very observant person. And I was seeing them as some of them were coming. Some would just come after smashing that water. I saw them. I told them, pray. I was watching. They will not pray. They smashed the water and came, drop this thing, put their hand, and begin to go. And some didn't even bring offering at all. And they came here, I anointed them, I was looking at them. So what do you want me to do again? Then the first person, I spoke, you want breakthrough? I told you how to get your breakthrough. I told you, and you don't practice it, it's left to you. You want to leave? Then when I finish that, then you will see them come and line up, Pastor, I want to see you. Speak a word to me.
You don't came out.
I should speak a word. Pastor, speak a word on me. Because I am talking about the power of the tongue now. You are condemning yourself that you know say your own no go work. Why will your own no work? Now only me Jesus die for. Now only me Sabi call Jesus. Okay, if you don't go work for you, why they come church? Then you should stop coming to church. I am teaching you, this is a restoration ministry. I am teaching you to arm yourself and be independent so that I will spoil market for all these people when they charge people money before they pray for them. I want to spoil their market. You have the power. You have it. When you go to them, nobody talk, then they talk to you. Nobody talk, then they talk to you. So that you will not be condemned, I anoint your mouth. I say, let me consecrate your mouth. In case you take and abuse somebody, in case you defile your mouth, you know, so that it will get power. Some people, when I anoint them finish, they go close them. Boom. You saw the hot prayers that we offered when we started here. You saw the fire that came down. I stood there, I was looking. Some people stood at the back with their hand like this. So why did you come? You can't watch cinema. Why did you come? And immediately the prophet was discerning some people. I saw one of them. He rushed. Constantly look. Rush from there. Pray, you know, pray. But when it was time, you saw him discerning somebody. When the person, you were born so day. You were this so date. You are this one. Your name is this. Your papa name is this. The man, run. Ha! They are the type. If that prophet say, touch my shoe and drop 200,000. And before tomorrow, you will get 1 million naira. He will drop it. He will drop it. Mumu. A foolish virgin. We came here to pray. So why is it time for prayer? You don't go pray. You want breakthrough. I'm telling you how to get breakthrough now. I told you, wake up. Stand before mirror. If you don't get mirror, you know your name. They look yourself. Speak to yourself. Every positive blessing you release to yourself, it reverses any curse anybody has put on you. That is where deliverance is. Moses, I go to the market today. I possess. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord teaches us. You know, there are some things I take for granted. And when I'm just doing it, believing, Abba, I am this now, nothing. And then the voice will just speak. I'll say, not true. What if just go like that, sit down, and a voice spoke one day. I actually entered my office. I entered my office, and I just entered like this, and I just sat down, and a voice spoke to me. What if they put something on this seat? Amen. Hallelujah. And then I told you, how to worship God. How to praise God. I told you. Some of you, I hope you catch it. It's the same principle. It is who you confess God to be, that He will manifest Himself. Praise the Lord. When you say, I know God will do this, He will do it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you will not bow the sinfulness of fire. He said, you can throw us there. I know our God will save us. That was the anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. David stood and looked at the giant. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Oh, glory be to God. this day, I will have your head. Tiny you. You are saying you will have the head of a giant. He said, did it come to pass? Yes. It will come to pass. The angel of the Lord did not come to Mary and say, hey, you want a baby? Maybe it's time for you to have a baby. Boom. Is that what he did? He looked at Mary. He said, ye shall conceive in thy womb and bring forth a child. And the name of the child shall be called Jesus. Chickena, and he went. That was the anointing. That was the anointing. Praise the Lord. He didn't come, take it. Wah! The woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch. He said something. And it came to pass when she touched it. Oh, glory be to God. Tell your neighbor, say something. No, tell your neighbor. No, tell four people around you. Tell them. You have to say something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me say this, so that when it comes to pass, you will remember that I told you. Hallelujah. The first day that Brother Cosmos visited this church, then when he came, we hugged. As I was going to hug him, I was saying, I am hugging my billions. In the name of Jesus. In the Greek, they say, God bless you, Brother Moses. God bless you, Brother Moses. Me, they say, I hug on my billions. I will be a billionaire. Wait and see. Praise the Lord. Now, listen, I am just saying this here. Amen. I am saying it because every one of us, God created us and gave us that power, but many of us don't use it. So those of us who use our own, you think that we are anything special. There's nothing, because we use our own. And this man, he stood here today. He said, what did he call himself? He said, Holy Ghost Commando. He said that Holy Ghost Commando. He's using his own. He's saying something. So you are going to say something. Hallelujah. And when you have a church like this, we take enough time to pray. How can your life remain the same? Which God are we serving? Which principles are we applying? Unless you just come. You know, somebody was telling me a few days ago that there is a sister that says that anytime she wants to dance, now she will come bright. Hey, their music, their dance. I say, you see? People have various different reasons why they come. So anytime we are preaching, she will sleep, of course. But when the music starts, hey, then all the dance steps, she will dance. Let me tell you something. I said it before, let me repeat it for those who didn't hear me. When you stand up and you are dancing, you are shaking your body and dancing, what you are doing is you are expressing your joy. It is not worship. Dancing is expression of joy before the Lord. Because it is not only God we dance to. We even dance to our husbands and to our wives. It is an expression. That is why every culture has dance backing it up. Anytime there's a celebration, people come together and dance. What are you doing? You are expressing your joy. Maybe you have a testimony. You're expressing your joy. It is not worship. To worship God is to let him know that you know who he is. is to confess him for who he is. Angels before him, according to the Bible, 24 hours, they are just saying, holy, 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 because that is who he is. If you say he's a mighty one in battle, and the interesting thing is that if you keep confessing him to be who he is, that area, he will manifest it in your life, even without prayer. So you see some people dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing, and even when they raise a song of worship, they don't say anything that goes with their dancing. Because the truth is this, there are some songs that when it raises, your dance steps will change. If you are following it. And there are some songs that when they sing also, hallelujah, your dance steps are determined by what the song is saying. So if you say, if you come and say, we slide unto thee. If you hear that song and you are following it, nobody will ask you before your hands are raised up. But if they say, who is like unto thee? Hey, man. You know you are not following that song. You are on your own. You are on your own. Wake up in the night and praise God. Then come and see. Praise him. Tell him you know who he is. Amen. I don't talk this entire. Maybe somebody is hearing me for the first time. That's why the Spirit is moving me to say it. Because we are going to take a few moments and worship God. Then a few moments and thank God. Then you can express your joy. Amen. So sometimes the tempo of the song will change. Then we shall enter aria-aria. There's nothing wrong with aria-aria. You must express your joy. Praise the Lord. Let me read Psalm 98 for you. Psalm 98 says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness as he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth with righteousness, shall he judge the world and the people with equity. And Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And we are supposed to be eagles here, correct? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, praise. And Psalm number 3, Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. And when you want to honor the Lord, it said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. He said, when you do that, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. That is why when we want to worship, we want to give him praise, we don't come empty hands. You come with an offering. When you have a testimony for what the Lord has done for you, it is a kingdom principle. Don't just say thank you empty-handed. Come with an offering. Every testimony should go with an offering of a substance. He said, honor him with thy substance. Also, live your life acknowledging him. That same scripture says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. When you acknowledge him, he said he will direct your path. When you acknowledge God, and how do you acknowledge God? It is honoring him with your substance, knowing that I am where I am today by his grace, and without him, I can do nothing. When you have that disposition in life, then you position yourself for him to direct your path. I think I've given somebody here enough reason to pray, as we should pray, and to know when to give offering, and to know why God instituted offerings in the temple. It is an opportunity to be blessed. And even thanksgiving, you should not just come and drop the offering. Father, you've done so much for me. This is the much. I can just come, take this offering as a show of my appreciation for what you have done for me. When you do that, you position yourself for him to do more. That is just it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not meaning to run down anybody. But if I am at the altar here, always observe, if anybody comes to give a testimony and tells us, and he did not drop any offering, and tells us to stand up and shout 7 hallelujah, I don't agree. Oh, you have not observed it. Maybe another minister is sitting down, he will do it. Why are you? Do your own, go and sit down. But there is a testimony you will give that even some other people, before you do that, everybody will stand up, hallelujah, and things like that. Why will you come and give testimony without an offering? Where do we learn that from? You say you have thanksgiving and you don't bring an offering? Haba. And do you know what? The truth is this. Every one of us, if we want to be sincere, from morning till night, you have a testimony. From morning till night, brethren, you have a testimony. You have a testimony. Therefore, when we come for service, somebody should see a reason to specially say, Father, I thank you, and drop an offering. When you were coming on the way, there was Wednesday or so, we are coming to church. There was somebody's dead body on the road. There are some people that disappear. They went to rescue some people from the shrine. They saw scores of human beings. Scores of human beings there. You are seeing all the dangers around. The various accidents. Everywhere. Have you gone to the hospital? Okada people break people leg. Any Okada man near you, ask how many people leg you don't break. But your own, you are complete. You are alive. Hallelujah. It's by your power, Abi. It's by special grace, Abi. Hallelujah. Many of us here, our mates, many of our mates are dead and gone. Even among your mother's children, those that you senior are dead. You are alive. So every day, every opportunity you have to thank God, you know, these are things that you do that provoke blessings from God. Hallelujah. The truth is this. Any area of your life that you recognize and you give thanks for, and you thank God for it, you have secured that type of testimony forever. Do you understand? If it is an accident you have escaped, and you come to thank God with your substance and offering, you have secured yourself against any accident, because the same God that did it before, He will do it again. That is the truth. Praise the Lord.